Alpha Prime, the hub of the vast and ruthless Melkinian Empire. Renowned in song and story as a bunch of people you really don't want to tick off. Alpha Prime, home to pirates, transients and lowlives on a good day. Alpha Prime, bustling with commerce, legal and illegal, all year long. And tucked away in a dusty cul-de-sac of the planet, the Corner Bar. Run by Earthman Kent Stone, it is the place on the planet to hang out, drink, carouse, and try to escape from the day's trouble, be it a nagging spouse or an angry cartoon warrior determined to cut your body up into minute pieces and cast the fragments adrift in the infinite reaches of space because he believes you insulted his little sister. Alpha Prime, a rough and tumble hive of activity. Alpha Prime, the nexus of thousands of alien and human lives. Alpha Prime, kind of a dump. Misfits Audio presents The Corner Bar on Alpha Prime. Episode 2 is entitled, Zooster Sent Me.
Quiet today.
Quiet today, sir.
I was just thinking that.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stone.
You too, Sal. I didn't see you coming.
That's because you don't have eyes in the back of your head. Unlike the Vorhi, for example.
They have extra eyes?
To be precise, each Vorhi has one just to the left of his right... Well, I suppose you could call it an ear. This eye can see or hear, depending on the need, and whether or not the month has an R in its name.
Fascinating.
I try.
I mean that you can remember such detail, but you still can't recall any more of your supposed 1001 uses beyond origami and scrimshaw.
Unfortunately not, though I am trying new things every day in the hope of discovering one of them.
What did you try today?
Let me simply say that I am not programmed to be an aerobics instructor.
Oh, no.
The doctors have assured me that after just a few surgeries, they will be able to get Mrs. Rosenblatt out of her current pretzel-like configuration.
Heading to the bar?
Yes.
How's it going?
It?
Life.
I would not know. I am not alive.
You're not?
Androids do not live as you would define life. Our animation is the result of a never-ending series of electrical and biomechanical impulses combined with micro-minute computer regimentation.
Sorry I asked. Forget about it.
Is this the same it as before?
Whatever works. How was your night? Did you get some rest?
I do not require rest.
I should have guessed. The bar's been closed since 2 a.m. What have you been doing all this time?
I wandered the streets.
That can be dangerous.
I am capable of taking care of myself.
Did you see anything interesting?
As a matter of fact, yes. Down by the spaceport, I observed two freighter captains arguing about which of their ships had the right of way for landing privileges.
Typical.
They crashed into each other.
Also typical.
I heard a chemically enhanced Venusian male professing his undying love to a Finska plant, and I saw the silhouette on the window shade of a young lady undressing.
Lucky you!
Not really. Though I did pause and observe, I soon realized that she was a Dergonian.
I'm not familiar with that race.
They are not known for their beauty. In the Dictionary Galactica, the word ugly is defined with a picture of a Dergonian female.
Better luck next time. Ah, here's the bar. Who's this on my stoop?
It appears to be a biped female.
I guess she really can't wait to get a drink.
I believe she is asleep.
Sleeping off a drunk?
I detect no aroma of alcohol.
Well, I have to open up, and I can't have her sprawled out by the front door all day. I'd better give her a shake. Excuse me, miss? Excuse me?
Oh.
Miss?
Please! Please!
I barely touched you!
Oh, it wasn't you. I was dreaming of a police officer. A real hunk. Where am I?
On my stoop, and I need you to move.
How did I get here?
You don't know?
Have you been drinking?
I never touch alcohol.
Then you've arrived in an odd place.
Please, forgive my manners. My name is Trina.
I'm Kent Stone. This is Sal.
How could I have... He must have done it.
Who?
Zooster! He must have guided me to this place. There is something here that he wants me to learn, to discover. Ah, what a glorious day.
Sal, what do you know about this guy?
Zooster is the great god of one of Alpha Prime's fringe religions.
Fringe? How dare you?
I meant no offense. You must admit that your religion is not on a par with more established ones.
Just because Zooster is still alive is no reason to look down on us followers. Sure, most great religious deities are dead, but we're pretty new. Give us a chance.
Can you two argue after I get this place open?
Sorry, sir.
You'll need to stand, Trina. If you stay on the stoop, many of my customers will step on you. And they have big feet.
Smelly, too.
Of course.
Now, if you'll both look away, I need to enter the secret code on this keypad to deactivate the security system and unlock the door.
It's hardly a secret, Mr. Stone.
You know the code?
I do.
But it's my ex-wife's measurements. How could you...
Each button on your Stay Safe Business Lockdown Security keypad makes a slightly different beep when pressed. By listening carefully, I have learned the code. Let me key it in for you.
I'll bet you're wrong. You turn around so you can't see me press the buttons.
Is this necessary?
You've been bragging. I want you to prove yourself.
Oh, very well. 36.
Lucky guess.
24. 91.
91? I thought you said the numbers were her measurements.
They are.
May I enter? I must discover what Zooster wants of me.
This discovering won't interfere with my business, will it?
Certainly not.
Okay, then. Sir, we don't allow guns in here. Please give it to my bartender. I meant the weapon.
Sorry, failure to communicate.
Are you all right, Sal?
Yes. Fortunately, I ducked.
I didn't...
Give that man a free drink, Sal.
With a straw, please. I'm down to one hand now.
Mr. Stone?
Yes, Trina? Have you discovered why you're here?
I think so. I'm getting particularly strong vibes from your jukebox.
That old thing? It hasn't worked in months.
May we approach it?
Sure. It won't bite.
Oh, yes. Very strong vibrations here. Very strong.
If you say so.
Will you please hold out your hands, Mr. Stone?
Okay.
No. With your palms upward and your hands touching.
Like this?
Exactly. Yes. I feel it. It's coming. It is here.
This is... it?
The great Zooster has worked through me to produce that which you now hold in your hands.
A grilled cheese sandwich?
It is the perfect grilled cheese sandwich.
If you say so.
Take a bite.
But I'm not a believer.
It doesn't matter.
Say, this is good. Crunchy on the outside, gooey on the inside.
Zooster has worked a miracle.
It's a sandwich, not loaves and fishes.
We followers of Zooster seek perfection in all ways. This day, through his power, we have seen the creation of the perfect grilled cheese sandwich. Oh, happy day.
Trina?
Sister Distra, what are you doing here?
Looking for you.
Something wonderful has occurred. Through the power of the great and wise Zooster, I have created...
Stop right there.
But why?
He quit.
I beg your pardon?
Zooster has stepped down and requested that his followers disband.
I can't believe this. How did he impart this information? Did his voice boom from the sky? Did he speak in tongues? Did he...
He sent a text.
That's all?
He said he was tired and heading for some place called Disneyland.
When did this occur?
About 45 minutes ago. I've been looking for you ever since.
But I only just now summoned the sandwich. How could Zooster have...
It looks like he had nothing to do with it. He had already resigned.
You mean... I?
Look, it's been nice worshiping with you, but I have to go. I'm hopping a ride to Buntro with a Star Cycle gang, and they're leaving in 20 minutes.
I will miss you.
You too. Happy trails.
Mr. Stone, I don't understand. I somehow did all this on my own. I created a sandwich out of nothingness.
It was good. Could you make more?
I suppose. Evidently, the power is in me. I simply need to refine it.
What will you do now?
I'm not sure. Worshipping Zooster has been my life.
Have you ever done any waitressing?
I'm sorry?
I could use a cocktail waitress. My customers have been complaining about fetching their own drinks from the bar. Have you ever done anything like that?
Only once.
Where?
At the corner bar on Alpha Prime.
Trina, this is the corner bar on Alpha Prime.
Oh, then I guess not.
Would you like to join Sal and me and work here?
I'm not sure. For all of my life, I've been worshipping Zooster and seeking perfection in all things. I don't know if I can subtly change gears.
I'll give you 100 credits a week, health insurance, and 50% of any sandwich profits.
You've got a deal.
Misfits Audio has presented Zooster Sent Me, Episode 2 of The Corner Bar on Alpha Prime. The series was written, created, and produced by Mike Murphy. Scott Fortney starred as Kent Stone, Terry Cooper portrayed Sal, and Deborah Adams appeared as Trina. Our guest cast included Glenn Higby as the alarm voice, Glenn Haskell as the first customer, Mike Hennessy as the second customer, and Elise Crowett as Sister Dister. The executive producer was Captain John Tadazak. Music for the series is owned and provided by John Specht. The mixer was Alex Lawsford. Script editor, Arlene Osborne. Art director, Alexa Chipman. Webmaster, April Sadowski. This has been a presentation of Misfits Audio, copyright 2013, all rights reserved. Visit us on the web at misfitsaudio.com and on Facebook. This is your narrator, Peter Bishop, speaking. All characters portrayed in this series, especially the aliens, are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual people, living or dead, is not only coincidental, but an awful shame.
Have you thought about how you're going to explain hiring Trina to your accountant, sir? He was already concerned about your expenses.
I expect that we'll get more customers in now that we have a cocktail waitress. That, and the profits on the grilled cheese sandwiches, should more than cover her salary.
But will she be okay here? This crowd can get pretty rough.
How dare you!
I think she can handle herself.